Next item on the agenda is Ernest Adcox. Good morning, ma'am.
Kathy, I'd like you to write the slides, please. Thank you. Commissioner Baumann, members of the commission. Mr. Ernest Adcox has requested authorization to construct a 42-foot by 19-foot private, non-commercial, open-sided boathouse and associated finger piers at an existing pier adjacent to his property along the Pocosin River in York County. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner and a nearby resident. The property is located here on the Pocosin River. On this point in here. Property is located between the mouth of Patrick's Creek and Hodges Cove, and the waterway is over 3,000 feet wide in this location. Mr. Adcox has applied to construct a boathouse and finger piers on the east side of his pier. This is his pier here. The boathouse and finger piers will be located on this side. You'll see there's one other boathouse in the immediate vicinity here. It's a ground shot just to get you oriented to the project. Plan view, cross sections, and an aerial. Again, same picture from a different angle. Adcox Pier, the existing boathouse here. This gentleman is not protesting the project. Ms. Evelyn Shepherd, the adjacent property owner to the west, has expressed concerns that this boathouse will obstruct her view. She also believes that the boathouse is unnecessary to protect vessels made of composite materials. In addition, she's concerned that during a severe storm event or another hurricane, the boathouse will be damaged, materials to the roof will be knocked loose and cause property damage to her. Ms. Shepherd's adjacent property owner to the west, Mr. Bates, also expressed concerns regarding the visual impact of this proposed structure. Again, the existing boathouse belonging to Mr. James Elliott. This boathouse was previously authorized by the commission in 1997 under VMRC number 970812. The project was not protested at the time. Mr. Elliott was not the applicant at the time, but he is the current owner. Mr. Adcox's boathouse in this case would not have qualified for the statutory authorization because it is 798 square feet, and the threshold provided in Section 28.2.1203 of the Code of Virginia is 700 square feet. The boathouse would have required a permit from the agency either way. There is an adjacent oyster ground leaseholder in the area. They were notified, but there was no response. Lights, please, Kathy. In summary, the subject boathouse appears to be reasonably sized, considering the vessel that is owned by the applicant. The open-sided design should minimize the visual impacts associated with the structure, and although the project does not qualify for authorization under Section 28.2.1203 of the Code of Virginia, since it is over 700 square feet, staff would have issued a permit administratively had the project not been protested. After evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition, and after considering the factors contained in Section 28.2.1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed. Commissioner Bowman, I will also let you know that the Shepherds telephoned to say that they have already left the area to visit family for the holidays, and they will not be able to attend today.
Thank you, ma'am. Could you do me a favor, put the last slide up that shows the proximity of the – that's fine, thank you.
Yeah.
I can leave that up there.
Yes.
Which one was the Shepherds, to help me out a little bit, the ones that were next door? Shepherd's and Bates.
This one here, Bates here. Okay. And the proposed boathouse would be actually located on this side of Mr. Adcock's pier, adjacent to this gentleman.
The two docks,
Are
they boathouses on the end of those two piers?
No, sir, there are not.
What are they?
Just piers with lifts. Mr. Bates has a lift.
How many?
I believe he has two. And I believe this is a lift right here as well.
All right, thank you. Is Mr. Adcox here represented?
Yes, sir.
Would you come forward, please, sir?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. State your name and who you represent, please, sir.
Ernest Cecil Adcox, representing myself.
Yes, sir.
Again, request approval of a boathouse to protect my boat. I'm in the process of purchasing a new boat. With some color on the sides, and I know with UV rays, impact on fiberglass and on colored boats, and I want to build a boathouse to protect my boat, again, as some of my neighbors also have done.
Any questions of Mr. Adcox by the members of the commission? Thank you, Mr. Adcox.
One second.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Fox. Mr. Adcox, do you intend to have a lift inside your boathouse or just a house over a boat?
A lift also.
A lift?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you. If anything comes up, we'll have you back for a couple of minutes. Is anybody in opposition to the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? The matter is before the commission for action.
I move that we approve the application as stated by staff.
Motion made by Mr. Schick to approve staff recommendations, second by Mr. Holland. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks, sir.
Next item on the agenda is Charles Cooper.